ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting and important question. And that question is with respect to the characteristics and distinctions of the person who propagates religion and Islam. As you know, one of the duties which are incumbent upon all Muslims in general is the enjoining of goodness and virtue and the prohibition of evil and vice. It's not something which is specifically a duty for a specific class of Muslims, such as the ulama, by way of example. Rather, it's something which all Muslims in general should perform and they should do, without exception. So if you see somebody doing something bad, it's necessary for you to, if you can, and the conditions are there, it's necessary for you to, to encourage that person to forsake that evil and that vice. If you see somebody doing good, then if you see somebody forsaking good, it's necessary for you to encourage that person to perform it. And you know, a lot of people today, especially today, you know, we see a lot of people who have taken this as a very significant duty upon themselves. They consider themselves as muballighin. A lot of this has come about as a reaction to the missionaries of other religions. We see it because a lot of other religions, mission work is something very significant. A lot a lot of resources, both human resources and financial resources, are put in this task, and they spend a lot of money on this thing. Not only other religions, but also within Islam itself, other sects, especially like, for example, the Wahhabis, they spend a lot of money, a lot of resources on missionary work. So as a reaction to that, a lot of followers of the Ahlul Bayt today are, even outside of the ranks of the ulama, have begun doing this. It's necessary for us, however, to understand the characteristics of a person who wants to propagate religion. And we're going to do this today by examining this in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. One of the most important characteristics of a person who wants to propagate religion is that his heart and his tongue should be coherent and harmonious with one another. He should practice what he says. He should believe in what he says. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in one of the sayings attributed to him: when a word comes from the heart, it falls onto the heart. But when it merely comes from the tongue, it will not go farther than the ears. Right? So sincere belief in what we are talking about is necessary. A lot of our scholars have mentioned that if you're not sure about something, if you're not practicing something, if you're not definitely convinced about something, then don't speak about it to others. Do not preach it. Do not propagate it. Rather, concentrate on those things which one is sure about, and with which one has been convinced and that one acts upon. Similar to this feature is the feature of preaching through action. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, invite people to what is good with other than your tongue, so that they see tenacity, veracity, and piety in you. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the propagator of religion in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.